Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Reminders. Hello, welcome to the second episode of our series, Crime Fighters, The Radical Journey. In our story, the young officers Jude and Brenda are trying to unravel the mystery behind the death of Zora Kassim. Zora was the daughter of a very influential politician in Kululaland, and she's just carried out a suicide bombing on a shopping mall. Last time, we found out that Cadet Inspector Jude used to date her. His colleague, Inspector Brenda, knows. But they haven't told their supervisor, Commissioner Cletus. The police have been trying for some time to capture a terrorist warlord called Scambo. He leads a group called Sword Sages, who are notorious for recruiting disaffected young people. Could he be connected to the latest suicide bombing? We'll try to find out in this episode, More Than Meets the Eye.
Morning, Inspector Brenda, Jude.
Good morning, Mr. Commissioner, sir.
I'll be brief. The most important thing we need to clarify is, was Zora Kassim forced to carry out the attack or did she do it willingly? So far, the investigation suggests that she wouldn't have hurt a fly. There has to be an explanation.
I'm sure she was forced to do it.
Excuse me?
What he means is we need to establish whether Zora was connected to any terrorist groups. The Sword Sages, for example, before we can work out her motive. But I think we should also consider that she might have been working on her own. Or she may have had an unknown accomplice.
Friends or family, for instance, or some other terrorist group.
True. We can't rule that out. It's highly unlikely that she was working alone. We need to know who she's been in contact with, and we also need to put a stop to Warlord Scambo's activities. What are we missing?
Why don't I go and question the young girl who was arrested last week? Remember? Similar age to Zora, similar circumstances. But her bomb failed to explode. Maybe she knows something about Zora.
And I'm going to visit some of the popular youth hangouts, especially in the underprivileged areas like Biloka and Mekiri. I hear there are some people in these areas who are advocating extremist views. Yesterday, we had a briefing from the anti-terrorism squad. They confirmed that recruitment is ongoing in these districts.
Excellent. I want a report on my table first thing tomorrow morning.
Sir.
Yes, Jude. Take cover! Get down! Everybody, get down! We were very lucky, Jude. That suicide bomber could have killed a lot of people this morning. Driving right through our gate and detonating a bomb outside the station. I never thought they'd be so bold.
You're right, Mr. Commissioner. Thank God the security guards kept shooting and stopped him before he reached the building.
Look at the windows. All the glass has shattered from the impact of the explosion. It could have been an absolute disaster. Thank heavens no one died. Come in.
Ah, Patricia, it's you. Come in.
The sergeant directed me to come here.
Sir, this is Patricia Fusu, Zora Kassim's friend.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Patricia. Take a seat. Tell us about your friend.
Well, Zora was a very loving and caring person. She was quite introverted, I suppose, but she always wanted to help. She was a good friend to me.
Did she have problems at home? Did she say or do anything that suggested she was distressed?
Not at all. We know all the same people. I would have known if she had had problems. When we went together, she was mostly reading or watching movies or doing stuff on the internet.
What were her interests? Did she have any male friends?
Yes, she did.
What about her extended family? Did she have any role model who may have had a questionable character?
No, I don't think so.
And I guess she didn't have any financial problems?
No, sir. She was never short of anything. Her parents gave her all she needed. And she was generous too.
Okay. Thank you for coming, Patricia. Jude will walk you back. Do please let us know if you remember something or if you come across anything at all that doesn't make sense to you.
Yes, sir. I'll be sure to do that.
Inspector Brenda, I'm the chief warden here at the women's prison. I'll be assisting you. Please take a seat.
Thank you.
The guards will bring in the two women you asked to see. One of them is 20. She goes by the name of Joyce, and she has two kids. The other is just 15, Beatrice. She claims she was kidnapped. You'll see them one after the other.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
I'll be out here if you need me.
Hello, Joyce. I'm Inspector Brenda from the Regional Police Headquarters in Takoka.
Hello.
I'd like to ask you a few questions. It's to help me with another investigation. First of all, do you know the woman in this picture? Have you ever seen the woman in this picture? She's the suicide bomber who carried out the recent attack on the Domingo Mall.
No, I've never seen her. Is there some reason why I should?
Okay, Joyce, let's start again. Tell me about yourself. Joyce, why did you join the Sword Sages?
You people think you know everything. Your colleagues from the police murdered my husband in cold blood. Called him a terrorist. Imagine the hardship and humiliation we suffered.
I understand that you feel wronged. But why did you decide to resort to this kind of violence? Putting on a bomb belt to kill innocent people?
Where were these innocent people when my innocent husband was murdered? I can't stand it that my family has to live in poverty and fear.
Do you believe your husband was innocent?
What do you mean, do I believe? Of course he was. He was innocent. And when he died, we had no one to turn to, apart from Warlord Scambo. He sent one of his men to find us, and he took care of us.
What did he want in return?
I promise I would repay his kindness, because he promised me my children would be safe and well looked after, even when I'm gone.
But why would Scambo help you if he didn't know your husband?
I'll protect my children with my life. What woman wouldn't? I'll never let them live in fear.
Are your children safe now?
Social justice is what I want. That's all we want. And bad governance will be dealt with in the only possible way.
Joyce, you didn't answer my question. Are your children safe now? If you had died, what effect do you think it would have had on them? It doesn't help them that you're in prison now, does it?
All I know is that I'm sorry the bomb didn't go off when I pulled the cord.
And that's all for today. The police team is still looking for a breakthrough in the investigation into Zora's death. And the officers have been through a lot in one day. Will Jude find any clues when he visits the youth hangout? Join us in our next episode to see how things unfold. In the meantime, you can visit our webpage, dw.com/crimefighters. Or join us on Facebook. Bye for now.